It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The extended unemployment benefits approved by Congress last month could reach some Coloradans by the end of this week, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
State officials opened the phone lines for a virtual town hall on Friday. Thousands of people called in to ask questions and get answers from the state labor department. And some of those calls took an emotional turn.
I don't want to say this, but I mean, I'll pretty much be in the snow for a little while.
That caller identified himself as a veteran and said his benefits were mistakenly frozen by the state's anti-fraud efforts. Labor officials urged people like him to call the support center so they can verify their identities. The Labor Department also shared good news. The extended unemployment benefits, recently approved by Congress, should roll out for some people around Friday, along with a $300 a week boost. And for some callers, simply speaking with a human was a good first step. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Enrollment in child care in Arapahoe County is down nearly 30% since the pandemic began. A survey by the county's Early Childhood Council found 3,500 children are no longer receiving care. The council's Randy Mendez says 17% of child care staff were let go because of the dip.
Now we don't have enough children, so now we have to let some staff go, or staff weren't comfortable coming to work. Then they didn't have enough staff to cover the enrollment, so they had to close some classrooms.
Mendez is confident the child care enrollment will pick up again as the COVID vaccine becomes available. Advocates for criminal justice reform are working on a bill to address problems with Colorado's special needs parole system. The Denver Post reports the system allows people who don't pose a threat and who need treatment for health conditions or mental illnesses to be released from prison early. Critics say the process of identifying which inmates might be eligible can be slow. They say there aren't many deadlines for the Department of Corrections in the process. Cloudy skies this morning and a chance for snow along the Front Range through the day and tomorrow. This is CPR News.